In early March, many high school students from the Brandywine School District believed they were just given a two-week break while the state enforced a stay-at-home order. We were all excited, but little did we know that would be our last day in the building for over 10 months. Virtual learning was first introduced during the end of the 2020 school year, where teachers had the choice to hold Zoom meetings. Now, in the current school year, Zoom meetings are mandatory for every class, every day. There have been many difficulties with virtual learning, from technology complications to miscommunications and the decrease of student-to-student socialization. Ethan, a junior from Mount Pleasant, says that students are also struggling with a lack of motivation.
To be fair, I get to wake up a lot later, so that's always a positive. But I usually get up, I don't get dressed, I usually don't even eat. I'll just wake up at 7:55 and just log on and sit through my first period, which is usually very tiring.
Jordan, another junior at Mount, agrees.
It's more chill than it would be at physical school, but it's like I have zero motivation to actually get up and do anything, so it's basically just laying in bed all day on school, and I just take naps in between classes, so it's not as productive.
There's many hurdles students face, not only during school. The pandemic has also greatly affected teen mental health. The 4-H National Council conducted a study of 1,500 teens in May. Around 70% said they felt depressed, anxious, or high-stressed, and 61% said the pandemic has increased feelings of loneliness.
Yeah, I think this is like one of my worst years for my mental health.
Ethan also says that he's unclear about what resources to help with mental health are available from the district.
I know that we had the social emotional stuff, but we weren't actually like really told what it was, and like we weren't given much information on it. Whenever I ask my fellow students about it, no one like knows what it is. I don't really know anything of like other than that. I guess we're supposed to just talk to our guidance counselors or something.
Students are forced to adapt to many changes due to the new learning platform, and needless to say, the class load is a lot more than previous years.
The classes this year, the teachers have been giving so much more work, since like apparently you have more quote-unquote free time, so they're just giving so much, and it's just so stressful.
With hybrid learning starting up soon, many students, including myself, are looking forward to more in-person class time and socialization. The concern still stands for students that decided to continue remote learning. How will these students interact? Will at-home students still get the teacher's attention? What other challenges will students be forced to face? This is WMPH. I'm Emily.